Morning, Boker Tov, new Masechta, Masechtas Mayed Katan. Welcome to the second to last Masechta in Seder Mayed, second to last also of our series of seven or eight Masechtas that take us through plus minus 1 month or in change. This one is Masechtas about 28 plot. So before we start the Masechta, just a couple points of Akdama. First of all, the Masechta is really divided into two topics. The first half of the Masechta deals with the Dinim of Chalamayit. We touch on Shvius a little bit. That'll be actually a big part of tomorrow's daf. But primarily the Dinim of Chalamayit, what's Mutter, what's Asur, which Malachas can be done, which cannot be done. That's the first half. The second half of the Masechta deals with Avelus, Dine Avelus, which is a topic that often people shy away from, the topic of Avelus. Rashi in this Masechta is questionable. It's seemingly not the regular Rashi, similar to what we said in Tainus. It certainly is a Rishon, and we're certainly going to learn it, but it seems to be a different Nusach, a different Nigin, than the Rashi in Tainus. And we'll actually find, even on this staff alone, if you notice, there's so many Taisvus and a lot of short Taisvus on Beis of Analfi. We'll see Beis of Beis already. The idea often is, when you see so many short Taisvus that are saying Pshat in the Gemara, it's a byproduct of the fact that the Rashi is not the regular Rashi, and Taisvus comes and takes often a serves a little bit like a Rashi in many, many instances. Okay, now the Sefer Chassidim regarding, this is really more relevant to the second half of the Masechta, the Avelus component, but the Sefer Chassidim in Reish Samach Aleph, he writes that any mitzvah that people are not involved with, people don't learn, they don't study as much as they do other mitzvahs, that mitzvah becomes like a mace mitzvah. It's like the neglected daughter, Nebuch, that can't find, it doesn't have a shidduch that's alone, that's neglected. This mitzvah is like a mace mitzvah, and there's a special inyan, a special schus to learn those sugyas. The Sefer Chassidim is talking specifically about the ideas of Avelus. He says Avelus, people often shy away from not the type of learning that they want to focus on. Adrab, there's a special schar for learning these sugyas. Again, that's referring more to second half of Masechta. There's actually a story with the Chafetz Chaim, an unbelievable story, where there was a town that a few people were nifter in close succession, a few people were nifter, and it was very unusual, and they came to the people of the town were trying to figure out what may be the cause of this. They're debating what may be the cause, what do they have to fix, what do they have to be misakin to prevent this from happening further, what's the message? And the Chafetz Chaim said the message was that Masechta's Lashon was that Masechta's Mayid Katan was being Tevea El Baina, was being Tevea, it's from its insult that people were neglecting it and not learning it properly. So big schuss, big inyan to learn Masechta's Mayid Katan in particular. Both Sefer Chassidim and Chafetz Chaim bring out this idea. The Rush has 100 simanim regarding Avelos, which start, again, the third parak, 100 simanim which regarding Avelos, and much of the Lechem Ma'aseh we have today regarding Avelos is based on that Rush. Okay, so back to before we start our Mishnah, just one more point, Legabi Issa Malacha, which is again the first half of the Masechta, the Dinim of Chalamayim. There's a big machlekes in the Rishonim already, whether the Issa Malacha Chalamayim, there's two ways to approach it. Is it an Isser D'Oraisa, or is this Drabbanan? That's going to be clear. At the Rabbanan quantified or qualified, what exactly is, when the Issa is going to apply, and when it's not going to apply. As an example, we have five criteria of heterim when the Issa Malacha will not apply on Chalamayit. What are the five criteria? Because we're going to go over many times throughout the next 2 weeks, next 14 ma, but just a basic, the famous one everyone always remembers is Davar Avid. Davar Avid should not be confused with giving up the potential to make profits. It's very different things. Davar Avid is, it's going to cause a loss. It's going to cause a loss to what I already have. That shouldn't be confused with the losing the opportunity cost, losing the opportunity to make more profit. That wouldn't be classified in Davar Avid. It actually comes up already today in Daf Beis. The Mar discusses the difference, the Mar just references Pseida is mutter, to protect from Pseida, from loss, but Harvacha, to make more profit, or by not doing so, one's going to lose profits. That's not considered a Davar Avid. Okay, so we have, according to our Mishnah, so we have Davar Avid is a heter. We have a case, I'm not going to say in any particular order. We have a Payel She'ele Malachel, a worker, a laborer who doesn't know what to eat. He doesn't know what to eat. He's allowed to work with Chalamayin. We have Tzorche Rabim. For Tzorche Rabim, Lachas Mutter Chalamayin. There's Maisa Hegit. So Maisa Hegit is, you're not doing the Malach in the normal way, meaning as opposed to a regular, you know, tailor who's an expert in tailoring. If a person who does his own shoddy homemade job, that's like an example of Maisa Hegit. And Tzorche Mayid, things that are needed for Yontif itself. So again, Tzorche Mayid and Tzorche Rabim, needs of the Rabim, needs of the Mayid Amutter, Davar Avaz Mutter, Poyal that needs food to eat, a worker that just has food to eat, and lastly, the Maisa Hegit. So again, there's this big machlekes in these Isurim, and these qualifications, these scenarios of Heter, is it the Pshat that the whole Isur is Drabbanan, and Drabbanan themselves were makel in the Drabbanan. This is Malacha, to the extent that Malacha is all Malacha's Aser, is really Drabbanan, and Drabbanan had these five leniencies in their Gezerah Drabbanan, or no, the Issa Derais, certainly this Pesukim that discusses the idea of Cholamayim, but the Issa Malacha itself is also Daraisa, and the Torah gave over to the Rabbanan to define when the Issa Malacha is Aser, when it applies, when it doesn't apply, and the Rabbanan interpreted based on the Torah that in these five scenarios it doesn't apply, but the Issa Malacha is a Daraisatic Isser, that would be a Nafkamina in the Rishenim, whether it's Daraisa or Rabbanan. Ramban brings, it's quoted in Mikresif, another change over here in this Pesachta that we have in Mikresif in the back of the Gemara, as opposed to the Ramban quoted in the Mikresif says a middle approach that Legabi some Malacha is Daraisa, Legabi some the Malacha is Drabbanan. Okay, so we're going to start the Mishnah. That was just a Akdama, so perfect timing. Let's start the Mishnah, Tafez Amud Aleph. Start the Mishnah. Mashkin Beis Hashlachim Mayid. We are allowed to water a Beis Hashlachim. Beis Hashlachim is a field that requires irrigation. We're allowed to water a Mayid. The reason is, since it requires irrigation, if you don't water it, it's going to be a loss. So you can't do things that are going to be a profit, but things that will be otherwise be a loss are permissible. So you let it water, irrigate the water field. However, if you jump into Rashi, already addresses this, touches on this as well, top taisus, that the reason why you let it water the irrigation field is because it requires it. Without it, it would be a loss. However, what about a Beis Abal? Beis Abal, good way to remember it is, it's a field that subsides on waters from natural waters, from rain. Beis Abal, the Baal of the world, the Baal of the Veld, the master of the world, waters it directly. So, I once actually asked someone, we were trying to get a contract for we're looking into getting into the industry of window washing, property maintenance, window washing. So I asked someone who does his window washing. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does the window washing for my buildings. So yes, a Beis Abal is a field that is watered by rain. So over there, if you need to water it, it's actually Tirchi Yisairus. This is actually another Nakuda that, separate from not being a loss, Beis Abal, the reason why you can't water it is because even in its scenario where it needs water, once it needs water, it's a Tirchi Yisairus to water it, and that's also not going to be permissible. So it says again, the Mishnah, Mashk Beis Ashlachan, we're allowed to water the irrigated field, and we throw it over here, but Shvias, again, which we pointed out, will be a big topic, more so in tomorrow's daf, that Shvias, of course, we know you're not allowed to do work in the field on Shvias, that's it's usher in work of the field. We're saying that watering an irrigation field is permissible because we're going to learn about it to prevent loss. That's permissible in Shvias. You just can't tend to the field to grow more, but to prevent loss is permissible. Beimimayin sheyatz b'chila. Now, when we talk about using a spring to water a irrigated field on Chalamayid, you're allowed to use a new spring, a spring that didn't start to flow, it's just starting to flow now. And Beimimayin sheyatz b'chila, aside from a spring that is not brand new. The chiddush is going to be the one that's brand new. We maybe have thought there's a concern that maybe the walls surrounding it will collapse, and then you have to rebuild it. You make up to rebuild it. That's already more of a Tirchi Yisera. Kamash Blan, that you even ought to use a Mayan that's new for the first time. The fact that you use one that's already been used is less of a chiddush. The chiddush is that you even ought to use one that's new. Says the Mishnah further, Avaim Mashkin, Le Meg Shabim, Le Meg Kilian. You're not allowed to take water from a pool of rainwater or from a well. Again, these are issues of Tirchi Yisera. Taking water, a pail from a well, or taking gathering rainwaters for some reason is a Tirchi Yisera. Rav Nason, Ugyas Lekafanim, and similarly making ditches around the grapevine. They used to make ditches around the grapevine, the roots on the ground. They'd make ditches for rainwater to gather. That's Tirchi Yisera. All these things are things that would be normally required to help preserve the vine or the fields, but these activities are Tirchi Yisera, and therefore they don't get the license, the Heter Achal HaMayim. Rabbi Zmazar Emer, Einai Sinesa Amma B'Tchil of Mayim V'Shvias. You cannot make a new Amma, new canal, where the water is going to stream through. The water is going to stream through. You cannot make the new canal on Achal HaMayim and Shvias. If you think it's a Tirchi Yisera, you're absolutely correct, the same idea. But again, it's too much of a Tirchi to do it L'Chatchila on Achal HaMayim or during Shvias. The Chamayim Emer, Einai Sinesa Amma B'Tchil of Shvias. You're allowed to make the Amma on Shvias, even though you can't do it in Chalamayit. On Shvi'is, you could make the new irrigation canal. When the Sakin has a Makukas Mayit, and even in Chalamayit, you let it fix the damage. Fixing a damaged one is not such a Tircha, so you let it fix the damaged one, the one that existed just got damaged, that you could do. You could fix on Yom Tiv, and on Shvi'is, Chacham argued and say you let it make a new one. The Rabbi Chiyom Paris explains that two reasons, two explanations why by Shvi'is is better. First of all, one thing we cannot confuse is Shvi'is, there's no Issa Tircha. Shvius is no iser of melacha on Shvius. I could do tirchi yisera. That's not the problem. The problem is I'm not allowed to tend to a field on Shemitah. I'm not allowed to typically deal with helping to promote growth on Shemitah. I'm supposed to let the field lay fallow. But the tirchi component is not an issue. On Chol HaMoed, the tirchi component is an issue. So right off the bat, making an amma, making this canal, if for whatever reason we're not worried about the tending to the field, about the, being a steerer to have the field laying fallow, the tircha shabai, it's yes a problem on Chol HaMoed, not a problem on Shvius. Number one. Number two, the damage to the field in not creating the amma, in not creating the canal, is much greater during Shemitah than it is on Chol HaMoed, simply because of the length of time. Chol HaMoed is a week. Shemitah is a year. So for whatever reason we're saying that when it comes to losses in a field, and then we're going to get to the Gemara yet to elaborate on Shemitah, but when it comes to losses in a field, certain things are permissible during Shemitah. It makes sense that making an amma is much more lenient in Shemitah than it is in Chol HaMoed, because again, Shemitah, number one, there's no tirch issue, and number two, it's for the length of time, it's for a year, as opposed to Chol HaMoed, which is, they're sure, it's only a week, and tirch is a concern. Okay. And according to and we say that Chol HaMoed, repairing an amma, that's permissible. Says the Mishnah further, this gets to Tzorchei Rabim. Now we get to the idea of Tzorchei Rabim, things that are needed for the community. Masakanas Kukla Amayim Shavrish Rabim, you'll have to fix the damaged, like cisterns or byrus of like pits for water for the tzibur. You'll have to fix that which is Rish Rabim. The Chaytanai son, and you can clear them out. So if they're damaged, you can fix them. If they are clogged a bit, clear them out. Masakanas Baruch Hamas Rechavis, you'll have to fix the roads and the streets. This is all Chol HaMoed. Vesmikvas Amayim and the mikvas. Bayis of Kol Tzorchei Rabim, you'll have to do Kol Tzorchei Rabim, of course. The Gemara is going to elaborate what the extra, the Gemara Daf Hei is going to say, what does this come to include? Kol Tzorchei Rabim, we just gave a list of Tzorchei Rabim. What's this, these words coming to include? When Mitzayin Asafuras, you can mark the graves to make sure people know where the graves are, they don't step on it, and also for Kahana, for Tumah, for Yetzin, Afal HaKlayim, and also the court is allowed to go out to inspect whether people, remember we spoke out, this is a nice connection, the prior Masechta, we spoke out about Shkolim. When do you call off a shkolim? I'm Rish Chodesh Adar. Yaitzin ala shkolim bala klayim. We just had that last couple of blad of Masechta Megillah. We go out for shkolim, because you have to have new shkolim for Rish Chodesh Nisan, and for klayim, because that's when the season of the Lashon Gemara we had was, that's when the planting season ends. It's much later than that. The Taisu points out, it's not when it ends really, it's really when the growth, the sprouting season begins. That's when you get to sprout. You see the sprouts, whether there's climb in the fields or not. So we start calling out already, Amar Shchedesh Adar, but we go out to inspect even for the next couple of weeks, even on Pesach, we go out to Chol HaMoed to inspect. Says Taisu, jump into the fourth, actually. The Yetzin al Klayim, mitzvah. Not just you're allowed to go out on Klayim, it's a mitzvah for the Bezin to go out to inspect on Klayim, not just a license, they're allowed to, it's actually a mitzvah. So we have all this list of things that are Tzorchei Rabim, and because of Tzorchei Rabim, we're saying they're mutter on Chol HaMoed. It's actually a rush that quotes a Ravid that says that when we talk about Tzorchei Rabim being mutter, it's the heter is even b'fahasya, which is pretty clear because we're talking about fixing roads and fixing streets and public pits, public byres, public cisterns. So it's pretty clear that's mutter b'fahasya. But he stresses, the Rabbi says two big leniencies by Tzorchei Rabim. Number one, it's mutter even b'fahasya. Number two, even if they purposely waited for Yom Tov, they purposely have Chol HaMoed, they purposely waited to have time, it's mutter. But Chiddush, normally say, we have all these about haircuts and cutting our nails, shaving, that we don't do laundering, you're not allowed to do Chol HaMoed. And specifically part of the issue is because people are going to say, I'm busy working all week, Chol HaMoed, I have a little break, I'm out of the regular work, I'm going to leave my stuff for then. Also, he's not going to come into Yom Tov in his most kempt and prepared fashion. So they make, we specifically say, it's usher for things to wait specific Chol HaMoed. Here, when it comes to Harabim, says the Rush, Shame the Ravid, I shouldn't say not a problem, but it's mutter even if they specifically waited. And the reason he gives, unbelievable, the reason he gives is because there's a famous expression, I forgot what the Or brings this, I think it's in Shabbos or Beitza, the pot of two partners will always be cold. Why is the pot of two partners, this expression, why is the pot of two partners of Shutfim always going to be cold? Because each partner is relying on the other one to do it. Each partner relies on to do it, and no one does it, because everyone says, he'll do it. Everyone relies on the other one, and then nothing gets done. Obviously, not a great setup for a partnership, but the point is, there's such a concept in life, when something is everybody's job, nobody does it. So when it comes to Tzorchei Rabim, that has that type of dynamic playing out, and therefore, it's very common that until you have a time where everyone's batel from halacha, it won't get done. And that's why, since they're unbelievable, it's a piece of Rabim, that's why on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, I should say, these Tzorchei Rabim are permissible because even for Hesed, even if they wait to do it then, because that is the normal time for it to happen. When everyone's busy with their regular everyday stuff, their own personal stuff, the Tzarich HaRabim doesn't happen. When people have time to be busy with Tzarich HaRabim because they cannot do their personal stuff, that is the optimal time for it to happen, and therefore it's okay for Tzarich HaRabim even on Kol HaMoed. Okay, says Gemara. You told me in the Mishnah initially that a mayan that's brand new, the spring that's brand new, could be used, even though das lapule, even though it's very the concern is there that the spring could collapse, and you're still saying it's mutter to use mashkin mayan shliyatz betchila das lapule mabaye. Then why does the Mishnah have to tell me the next line that a mashkin that's already being used in the past that you continue to use it where the walls have been proven to be firm and there's no concern it's going to collapse and you make up to fix it and all that? So you got to tell me it's mutter. Isn't it obviously mutter? Says Amri. If you tell me just the mayan that's being used for the first time, remember this diak of our mission, the first words of the mission we said was, first words of Masechta, mashkin beis shlachim, you're allowed to irrigate the, you're allowed to water the field that requires irrigation, and we said to the diak to that was, but you cannot irrigate the beis habal that we spoke out. That's the flip side of that. So I would have said, when can you not irrigate the beis habal? When can you not water the beis habal dafka when you're using a new spring? Why? Because the concern that the walls may fall. Yes, beis shlachim is still mutter, but when it comes to beis habal, maybe that's where it's aser. Who could the beis shlachim in beis habal loy? Dafka over here, do we say beis habal is aser and unknown beis shlachim is mutter? Mishum dasa puli, because the walls may fall in, they may collapse. Avo mayin shliyatz betchila, but a mayin that was never used before. I'm sorry. Yes. Avamayim shele yotza batchila. Sorry. A mayim that was not being used for the first time, meaning it was used before. The last time pule, which is that's like a double negative. Avamayim shele yotza batchila. It's not the first time using it, meaning it has been used before. And therefore, the last time pule, we're not concerned the walls are going to fall in. Ema filo beis habal nami. I'd say maybe beis habal is permissible. Kamashma, therefore the Mishnah has to stress. Loish namayim shele yotza batchila. Loish namayim shele yotza batchila. Beis hashlachin in beis habal loy. The reason why we say both cases is, we're saying in both these scenarios, it's permissible dafka in a beis hashlachin in a field that requires irrigation, a field that needs it, a beis habal that typically relies on rainwater, it's going to be also again because of Tirchei Seira. But the point is, the reason why we say both cases, even though Taka Mesa Shlachan, it's not such a chiddush. Once you tell me that's mutter, a new spring, certainly an old spring is mutter, the chiddush is for the inference, for the opposite, that when a beis habal where it's usher, even an older spring is going to be usher. Says the Mar, my mashma beis shlachan, and that just gets into more of a diktuk question. Where do we see that with the Lashon beis shlachan means Lishna de Tsechusi, means a field that's like thirsty for water, and we're going to say, how do we know beis habal is a field that subsides on rainwater? Says the Gemara, first the beis shlachan the siva ata ayif viyageya by the pesukim by Parsha Zachar, another connection to the end of Megillah, by pesukim Parsha Zachar vata ayif viyageya metargamina, the targum ayif viyageya means tired and exhausted. We tarshin in the targum vat mishali v'loy, you mishali v'loy, mishali and exhausted. So we connect a field that requires thirst, so to speak, that's thirsty, that's in need. We tarshin mishali a lashon of relates to beis hashlachim. Okay, my mashai beis habal lishin metvusui, and how do we know that beis habal is lashon of a field that's the taitcha field saying metvusa means like settled? How do you know it's a field that's settled, meaning it's sad, it could subside typically on natural rain and doesn't need people to channel water? Obviously, we discussed it in the case where it did need it, whether you're not allowed to do it because it's tirchei seira. But the point is, it typically relies simply on rainwater and doesn't need more to be done. The pasuk says, when a man will live, a bachar will live with a basula. The pasuk continues and says, so your children should live in it. It's talking about in you and Eretz Yisrael. It's talking about the relationship between a young bachar and his basula's young bride, which is a very it's a very compatible relationship. It's that two young people are very excited to be living together. So too, Klal Yisrael will live in Eretz Yisrael. It'll be a compatible relationship. That's what the pasuk is saying. When we take a minute, but the targum that is Ari Kamad the Mitusiv Ulam in Besulta Yasvan Benayach Begavech Benayach. Just like a man settles with the Besula, so too your children will settle inside you. The point is in Eretz Yisrael. The point is again, we're comparing the lashon of being settled, the way the young bachur settles with his kala. So we see lashon of settled related to baal, and therefore we're calling this a beis habal. Interesting. Okay, so that's the where the terms beis habal beis shlachan come from. But again, the bottom line is beis shlachan is a field that requires irrigation. Beis habal is a field that typically relies just on rain, natural rains. Matana de pseida in avachle. Here the Gemara now gets into a little bit of the Gemara wants to know who's the author of the Mishnah. We get a little more into the lumdus of the Mishnah. We didn't didn't say this explicitly. We spoke it out in the Akdama, but we didn't say this explicitly in the Mishnah. But the Gemara is learning up in our Mishnah that Dafka, when there's a Pseida, is a Mutter. Dafka, let's say, based on Shlach, when there's a Pseida, is a Mutter. But Harvacha, so meaning it's Mutter to channel, to do water the field, to do Malacha, water the field, when the concern is that it may come to be a loss. But for Harvacha purposes, to profit, one may not do it. An example, a classic example that we're trying to bring already as to a case where you have Pseida versus a case where you only have Havacha is a case where the field was never watered. It was never watered yet. And there's a concern that in such a case that the field will be destroyed. Over there, it's a problem of Hefsid. It's a problem of Hefsid. It's going to get spoiled. In a case where the field was watered, but if delaying the watering will cause it to take longer to grow, so it's not going to get destroyed, but it's just not going to grow as fast. I may be saying it backwards. I think this is the cheshbon. That's a case of harvacha. You're losing the harvacha, but you're not. It's not mamash apseida. It's a loss of profits, but it's not mamash apseida. So who's the time that's the only matter an actual outright loss, as opposed to not being matter a harvacha? And furthermore, this we point out very clearly in the Mishnah about the Beis Abal and about the other cases in the Mishnah when it comes to gathering water from the well, and all the cases of Tircha we said, in the case of Tircha, even if it's a Pseida, it's Vaita going to be Asr. Even if it's a Pseida, if it's a Tircha, it's Asr. Who's going to be the author of this Mishnah? Amrav, Huna, based on the following Mishnah that we'll have later, it's going to be quoted later in this Masechta. Titan, we learned in the Mishnah, Abbas Yaakov, Eimer, Mishkin is a Mayim Ilan Ilan. This is a Mishnah coming up in four bluff now. Mishkin is a Mayim Ilan Ilan. You're allowed to draw the water from one tree, or channel the water from one tree to another tree. Ubavash the Yashka Asadakula. You're allowed to channel the water from one tree to another tree, provided that you don't water the entire area between the trees. You don't water the area between the trees. The idea is because you let it cause the trees to get watered because that's preventing a hefsid, a loss, but you're not allowed to cause the rest of the field in between to get watered because that's actually promoting a gain. It's not just preventing a loss. Says the Gemara, so that fits beautiful about being worried about loss but not being lenient for trying to achieve a gain. Delay. When does Blazer say you can't do this? Tircha makom seida. I'm sorry. Every time they there, Blazer harvacha delay. What do you see over there that Rabbi Blazer says harvacha is not permissible? That you can see from this idea they only let a channel tree to tree and not let all the field in between that become watered. So we see harvacha is not permissible. So that's correct. And that Rabbi Blazer would fit with our Mishnah. However, tircha makom seida mishamle. Where do you see over there that in the case we have seida and this tircha, that remains usher. Maybe he holds that when there's tircha, if it's a pseida, that also be mutter. Where do you see that Rabbi Elazar Yaakov holds of that second element that we have in our Mishnah? Elam Rav Papa, Hamani, who's the author of Mishnah? Rabbi Yehudi is Rabbi Yehudi. The time of the Rabbi Samayna Yetz Betchila, a spring that is a new spring. Mashkim and Afil Bseibal, the Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir is clearly the most lenient. Look at what Meir is saying. First of all, he's allowing to water a Beis Abal. We said in Mishnah, only a little bit out of water, a base of shlachan. Number one. Number two, he's saying even a brand new spring. The brand new spring, we had the concern that the walls may collapse and he may come to fix it. And Rameh is being matter both. He's being matter both extreme. The brand new spring, even a base of baal. Clearly not like our Mishnah. That's the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Yemer, Rabbi Yehuda is one that we want to say is like our Mishnah, is the town of our Mishnah. A mashkin el stay base of shlachan, shecharava. One's only allowed to irrigate a base of shlachan that's dried up. The Mara is going to explain what that means in a minute. Rav Elazar Zayi Eimer, Loikach Loikach, you can't do this or that. The Mara is going to explain that as well. What does that mean? Yes, Hakein, Amar Yehuda. Yehuda says more so. Loi back to Yehuda. Lo Yifana Adam Amasamayim Vyashke Lignasu Chavasu Bechoshamayim. One cannot Yifana can have two meanings. Other can mean like Yifana, a person that cleans out his body, goes to the washroom. Yifana means to clean out. So let's say you have a Amasamayim, a canal that was stuffed up, clogged. Or Yifana also can mean to divert. He channels the, rechanges the direction. Either way, you're not allowed to channel the Amasamayim to be Mashka the Gina, his garden. The garden is usually more like vegetables, his garden, Ukhravasai, or his Chorv, his ruin, on Chalamayim. Okay, so Mara now is going to analyze the Brisa, and through that show, the Rebuta is the author of Mishnah. Maicharava, what does it mean in the Mishnah when it says, in the Brisa, when it says, Rebuta says, you can't be Mashka all fields, like a base of Baal, only what you are allowed to be Mashka is a base of Shlachin, Shecharava. A base of shlachan, the irrigated field that got dried up. What does it mean it got dried up? Ilei mecharav mamash, if it means literally dried up, lamed mashklei. Once it got dried up, it's done. Dried up means like it's fully dried, it's done. So if it's done, it can't be salvaged, then what will be the point to be mashket? What it means is it got dried up from one spring, and another spring actually opened up, emerged, which could be used to water it. So basically, you have this field that used to be watered from one spring, and now you're but the first spin was no longer working, and now you have another spin that you're allowed to use, and you're just saying you're allowed to use in that case because that would be a loss. So I think it's actually opposite what I said before. If it was used to being watered, the field, and now you're going to stop watering it, that's going to be irrevocable. It's going to be a big seda. If it wasn't watered yet, you're just delaying when it starts to grow. That would be the case of harvacha, just to correct what you said earlier. Okay, but over here you have this field that was already used to one spring. That spring dried up. That's what talking about harava. But there's a new spring now that's available. If you don't use it, you don't water the field with a new spring, it's going to cause damage. That's when we need to be matar very specifically. He's be matar dafka pseida and not harvacha. Now we understand Rav Zakeh says also lekach lekach. What does it mean? Not this or that. Leishnachar mayin of leishna leichar mayina mayin shetz matchil loy. Rav Zakeh is a separate issue. I don't care if it once had a mayin that dried up or never had a mayan. You want to use a new mayan? A new spring cannot be used because he's concerned about the walls falling in and the person coming to fix the walls doing extra tircha on, he's going to repair it on Chalamayin. It's very interesting, by the way, we spoke out when we started the Agama, that it's a shiloh, whether it's a Issudra Raisa, Issudra Abanan, the Malacha Yamtiv. Over here we're saying that using a new spring, what's the concern? The walls may collapse, and then what's the concern? You may come to do tircha yisera to fix it. So if it's an Issudra Abanan, this would be a Drabanan on a Drabanan, right? It'd be a multiple Drabanans. I cannot use a new spring because the walls may collapse. And if the walls collapse, I'm going to do Tirchi Yisera. Again, all a chashash. And what is Tirchi Yisera? If you say it's a Drabanan, that means all this is to protect and may come to be over an Issudra Drabanan. If the Issudra Malacha Chalma is a Raisa, it'll be a little more easy to understand that we'll make these takanas in place. We don't typically like to make gezeris, the gezeris to protect. And we do find that. We find by Bas Mechalev, we spoke in the past, Legabe food. We find by Bas Mechalev, we find by Hilcha Shabbos in the kitchen, Legabe Sheikhas of Ratman. We find places where we have it, one would certainly consider gezeris, the gezeris type of ideas. We do find it, but as a general rule, we like to stay away from it. So I'm just pointing out that it would be easier, this element, this particular idea, this concern of the walls collapsing and fixing it, which is all a gezeira, it may be a little more understandable if the issur is your eyes. Okay, says the Mar Umamai. Now the Mar asks, so Abaye is proving that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of our Mishnah, because Yehuda holds that Pseida is mutter, but Harvacha to achieve a benefit, that alone is not mutter. Umamai, do not come to come Rabbi Yehuda Shlachan in Beisa Baaloi, Elamai Shetz Betchila. But one second, maybe this Rabbi Yehuda allowed only a base of shachin and not a base of baal is dafka by a new spring where the concern is the walls may fall in. So for a base of shachin, we're still makel, but for a field that relies on rainwater, we're not makel. Why says the Martapa Beis till Masla Pule? We're concerned maybe the walls will fall in, and therefore we're not lenient for a stayabal. Avol Maisha Sabtchila less than a Pule, but a spring that's already been in use, which is not the first time you're using it now, where there's no concern that the walls are going to fall in, punk now, so maybe I feel a base of Banami, maybe Rehuda would hold that over there, the base of Baal is also mutter, and that's not like our Mishnah. We purposely started our Gemara by saying that the reason why the Mishnah spoke out both a new spring and old spring to tell us that both of those are mutter by base of Shlachin and usher by Steabal. Rehuda maybe doesn't agree with that second part, maybe he holds that an old spring is permissible by Steabal. Says Gemara, interesting answer. If you learn like that, you're right. Rehuda, I have no clear proof that he holds exactly like a Mishnah, but if you don't interpret Rehuda like a Mishnah, who's going to be the author of a Mishnah? Interesting, it's almost by default. We're proving by default. El Rehuda, it must be that Rehuda also agrees, doesn't make a difference if it's a new spring, and certainly if it's already an old spring, Beis HaShlachan in, Beis HaShlachan is able to use such a spring, whereas Beis HaBaal Loi, the Beis HaBaal cannot use even the old spring, and certainly not the new spring. So the price up, but the question of the price says, our Mishnah spoke of both cases, a new Mayan and an old Mayan. The price only spoke about the old Mayan, only spoke about the new Mayan. Maybe the old Mayan would have been mutter. That was left us opening for a makam to say that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees about the old spring. Why did the price only speak about the new spring? Says the Gemara, famous idea, it wanted to teach you the Chiddush and Rameir was so makel that filu mayan hayetzav betchila mashkimen rafilu stebal, that even a brand new mayan which has a concern regarding it that it may collapse, even then, even stebal is mutter. Rameir, we pointed out, we read the brayser. Rameir, we pointed out, is the most lenient. He allows even a new spring and even on a base of baal. We wanted to bring out that point, so we spoke in terms of new spring. As Taisa just addresses new, why don't you tell me the case of the old spring? Stick the Brisa should be talking about the case dafka of an older spring, and tell me the Kaich of Rabbi Yehuda that he, even an old spring, he assers the stay abal. Says Taisvis,
Kechad Yer Meir, to make a short second taste on the page, short taste of this, Vim Temer of listening, Shla Yatsu Betchila, talk about the spring that's not new, and let it be Ledich Kechad Yer Yehuda, to teach us the Chumra, the Chiddush of Yer Yehuda, to Machmer, that is Machmer, famous answer, Kayach Te Tera Adif, right? The famous aside, if you remember, we had that back on Beit Staf Beit, Kayach Te Adif, we had over there, Limar said the same concept, Rashi explains in Beit Staf, what does it mean Kayach Te Tera Adif, what's the Rashi in Shavuos? Rashi Beitza on the page over there explains what's Pshat Kayach Tater Adif. Rashi explains that it's very easy to say Aser. You go to your friend with a Rav with a Shaila, and if you're not sure the answer, what does he say? Aser. There's a very, very little risk. It's easy to say Aser. To say it's Mutter, you need Platus. You need to have Yedias, you need to have knowledge. To say it's Mutter, that requires Platus. If you want just a quick review, and it's very applicable actually over here, is we had a Tzlach, a Noid Behuda, the Sefer Tzlach, on Beitz over there explains a big klal. He's telling us that the din of Kayach Tater Adif is Dafka by Teraisis. This that we say, that being Mekel, takes more Platus, the way Rashi is explaining. And it's Adif, it's more of a Chiddush, it's the more choice din to teach that he who is Mekel is Dafka by Deraisis. By Deraisis again, something Deraisis to go to Chumrah. So take the Platus to go and Paschal Lekula. You need to know the Halacha Klar to Paschal Lekula. By Derabbanans, where we say Suffolk goes Lekula. So Adarabi, very, very logical. By Derabbanans, where Suffolk Derabbanans Lekula, saying a Kayach of Isser by Derabbanan is actually Adif. Saying something is Asser by Derabbanan is Adif. Saying it's Mutter is, again, the default position by Suffolk anyway. You'd say Suffolk Derabbanan Lekula. So says Tzlach, based on the Lamedus, they're explaining that it's a power of Platus. The Platus by Derabbanan would be the opposite way. It would be the way of saying Isser would be more of a Kayach de Surah Adif over Kayach Taiteir. Big Chiddush, big Yisayt from the Tzlach in Beitzah. What comes out? You know where I'm going to go? Back to our Gishmak HaShayla we started before we started the Masechta, and that is the Malachas of Chalamayin. Are they Aser Darayisa Darabanan? Machlekes Rishonim. If the Aser Darayisa Darabanan. If you go to subscribe, actually I neglected to point out, the Torah is very clear. The Torah is very clear. I point out the Rambam Nukesef Darabanan, that it's almost like a hybrid, so both. But the Torah is very clear that the Malachas on Chalamayin are Aser only Darabanan, and the Pesukim that I quoted, he says, Smach Tabalma. It's just a Smach Tabalma. The Isurim are only Darabanan. So if you go with the tour that the Isser and Chalamayin are Isser Drabanan, then the Tzlach Lamedus over here wouldn't apply. We have a kasha on the Shachar Tav over here. Why? Because again, we're supporting out over here that we went with the Kerech Tatera of Rameir, because Kerech Tatera Adif, as opposed to the Braisa speaking out the Chumrah, which would have been a Chumrah in Rabbi Yehuda, because Kerech Tatera Adif. But if we're going according to Tzlach, that by Drabanans, we say Kerech Tatera Hatera is Adif by Drabanan, and we go through Shainim at say the Torah that says that the Isra Malacha on Chalamayit is Drabanan, then we taka should have gone the other way. So the Chirak, the Tzlach would have to lead to learn that our Sugya is, like the Rishonim would say, that the Isra Malacha is Daraisa, not Drabanan, or we have left with a little bit of a question that we could have gone the opposite direction, not Gemara, according to the Tzlach. Simple Cheshbon based on what we had in Beis Daf Beis. Okay, says the Gemara further. Itzmar, Menachish Vamashke. Mayim Lizroim B'Shabbos. Now, the reason this comes up here is because it's going to circle back, obviously, to our Mishnah, but it seems to be talking about Shabbos Malachas. One who weeds the field. He weeds, takes out the junk from the field, or he waters seeds on Shabbos. Mishamayim Asrinim Bey. Which Malacha are we warning? We're certainly being over Malacha on Shabbos, but which one is it? Meaning, which one do we warn him about? Rabbi Misham Chayrish, he's warned about Chayrish. Rabbi Yisrael Misham Zareah, basically, he's warned about the Malacha of Zareah of Sowing. Chayrish, of course, is plowing. Zareah is planting, sowing the ground, is planting. So Rabbi says it's Chayrish. Rabbi Yisrael says it's plant, it's sowing, it's Zariah. Amar Rabbi says, Kavasim Mistavra, it's Mistavra that which we're concerned about Chayrish. Why? The derech of Chayrish is to soften the earth. So too, these acts of weeding from the grass or watering seeds, they soften the earth. And therefore makes sense to be in the category of Chayrish, Hainami Rupi Ara. Amar Basif, Kavasim Mistavra, Basif, no, it's Mistavra like me, that's Zariah. Why? Madak Zariah, Tzbuchi Peri, just like the way of Zariah is to help promote growth of the produce, by taking out the weeds nourish from the ground, by ripping out the weeds that are using up nourishment for weeds, now they have more nourishment going towards the other proper produce. Similarly, by watering the grains, you're helping promote the growth of the produce. Both those are promoting growth of produce. That is the same malach, the same idea of zareh. Hacharam esamach peira, you're causing the peiras to grow. Amalei abayi l'rabba. So abayi says to rabba l'dach kasha l'beis kasha. I have a kasha both on you and our basis. The same kasha is going to be on both of them. What's the kasha? Mishem chayrish im mishem zareh loin. According to you, Rabbah, you said the issue is chayrish. Is it dafka chayrish, not sereya? Both of you say kishmak is first. Your svaras are each so good that why don't you both agree to the other svara and say you're over on Shabbos for both? Mishum chayrish, imishum zereya loy, for chayrish yichayim, and not sereya, it's not an act of sereya. And they're basically kash the other way. Mishum zereya, imishum chayrish loy, is dafka sereya, not chayrish. So, what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me, you know, you're right. It fits two categories, but you only, when it comes to 39 malachas, if it fits two, you only pick one. Not true. What if one is pruning a vine? And he also needs the wood. He needs the wood for firewood. So he's really doing two things. He's doing pruning, and he's cutting it for firewood purposes. The Mark explains, which two? Achas mishum neteah, one for planting, because pruning, again, like taking out the weeds, is a form of promoting that the rest will grow better. So that's pruning. That's zeria. Neteah means like planting. Achas mishum kaitzer, and one for kaitzer, for reaping, for plucking off the tree. Yechayev twice. So it's the same act, and yechayev two different malachas. So over here too, why are you saying dafka chayrish, and why is Rebbe saying dafka zeria? You should be saying both, says the Gemara. Kasha stakashver. It's not kashver. Okay, now we're going to have a conversation with the Beis of Rabbah, which we'll get back to. Ultimately, it's going to circle back to our mission. Before we go there, there's actually a Geshmaka discussion in the refreshment of this. It's more of a Shabbos topic, but it's relates obviously to our Gemara over here. The Gemara asks, Meshamaimus Masrinan, for what do we warn? What's the warning we give for these malachas? Now, when it comes to malachas, when it comes to general surim, there's a discussion, what warning does one have to give? Can one just warn, you cannot do that, the Torah says it's usher. Very general. Is that a good enough warning? Or do you have to give a specific warning? So there's a Rashi, the Mechitzchina quotes the Rashi a lot. There's a Rashi in Shavuos, that's why the Rashi in Shavuos, that says that when you give a warning, you have to give the Pasuk. That's extreme. That when you give a warning, it's not good enough to say the Torah asks this. Don't do that, Torah asks it. You actually have to quote the Pasuk. That's the Rashi in Shavuos. Now, that plays a big role over here. Why? Because in Shabbos, we have 39 malachas. But besides for, let's say, Haitzah, Havara maybe, the other malachas have one Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? L'saska malacha. We learn from the Mishkan that l'saska malacha means 37 different malachas. I mean, you be chayev klachas v'achas. We know all the special limudim we had in the Shabbos. But the bottom line is, it's one pasuk for all the malachas. So if that's the case over here, our whole Gemara is very shver. If you go with the Rashi in Shavuos, that the warning for it should be with the pasuk, and the pasuk is l'saska malacha. So what's the question? What do you warn? Our Gemara's question was, what do you warn? Do you warn for chayrish? Do you warn for Zeraya? What do you mean? You warn L'saska Malacha. You quote the Pasuk. That Pasuk encompasses all the Malachas anyway. What's going to be the difference? L'chaira, that should be a simple, either a simple Kasha on this Mahalach of warning with the Pasuk, or it should be a Raya, the simple way the first one goes. It's a Raya that at least when it comes to Shabbos, since we're deriving 39 different Malachas from that one Pasuk based on the Mishkan, you taka need to specify each Malacha. It's not good enough to warn, even though there's an Inyan. Again, we're saying it's not even, not, according to many, it's not even requisite, but according to Rashi, it seems to be an Inyan to warn with the Pasuk. Add the Rabbah by Shabbos, by Malachas, warning with the Pasuk alone would not be sufficient. It's more better to specify that chayrish is aser and atayrish is aser and not the pasuk. Otherwise, our gemara wouldn't start. That would be the simple balance of the gemara. Teisus Rida is a nice chap. Teisus Rida says no. You avad you can warn the sas kamalach, and if that's what you did, that would be a good warning. But you cannot warn with the wrong malach. If the person is about to do chayrish and you say, oh, don't do taichen. That's like a joke. It looks like you're making a joke. That's not going to be a warning. You have to give the, if you're warning with malachas, once you're specifying, you must specify the right malacha. Not that you had to specify in the first place. You could have said a general term, l'saska malacha, nice chav teitzurin, and therefore, our Gemara is not going to say a raya in that conversation. Could be, you don't have to say a pasuk, could be you're able to say a pasuk, but you certainly cannot say the wrong, give a warning with the wrong malacha. Okay. Taisus, by the way, Bam Taisus addresses a separate concern that we have a concept in Shas where we say Kiteri Shasai. A person is only Machayev for one punishment. If a person does, at the same time, he does an Avera where he, let's say, he's Chayev Misa, he murders someone, Chalila. And as he's murdering him, he cuts a hole through the guy's beged. As he kills him, he also damages his clothing. So there's a monetary obligation, and then there's a Misa. If that's Mamash Kol Kachas, let's assume it happened Mamash Kachas. So is that, is the halacha is, Kamle Brahmane, Kiteri Shasai, he's punished Chiv Misa, but he won't be chayiv for the Mamanis. Ask Taisus, why over here don't we see the same idea? Let's apply that. Let's say it's Taka Chayrish and Zerer. Mechayiv v'shem Shtayim. Why Mechayiv Shtayim? The question was Mechayiv Shtayim. You're not Mechayiv Shtayim anyway, because you're not Mechayiv Shtayim anyway, or in the case of Zemer, of pruning and Kaitzer. Why Mechayiv Shtayim anyway? Kedei Shasa should say, you're not going to be chayiv for both. As a fact, Taisus says, big Yisayim, that the concept of Kedei Shasa only applies when the punishments are different levels. When one is Misa, one is Maman, one is Misa, one is Malkus, two different punishments. If it's the same punishment, same level, same in this case, really the same affair of Chil Shabbos and Malach Shabbos, they're not going to say Kedei Shasa. There's also another Yeah, let's just leave it at that. There's other svaras also, but that's a basic svar, a nice svar from Tesis, that when it's the same punishment, we won't apply Kedesh Shasei. Okay, now we have conversation between Rabbah and Rebbeisiv on this discussion. Again, Rabbah said that the reason for the Isser by watering the seeds or pruning the grass, Rabbah said it's a problem of Chayrish, and Rebbeisiv said it's a problem of Zareah. Esra Rebbeisiv or Rabbah. So Rebbeisiv asked Rabbah, HaMenachesh B'chap El Klayim, one who pulls out weeds, one who covers the seeds with earth, which is helping to promote the growth of Klayim, like against Malkus. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, this is a question. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Apakayim, Rabbi Kiva says, even one who just is Makayim, even by merely maintaining, question is, how is maintaining alone Mikhay Malkus? This must be Rabbi Kiva's of the opinion that Malacha, that one's Chay Malkus, even on a Lav Shein B'maisa, he's Chay Malkus, because Makayim simply means leaving it. Someone explained that no, Makayim means he builds a fence around it. Makayim means he protects it, builds a fence around it. Okay. Bishlam, that's the machlekes of Tanaim by Klayim. Bishlam, the Tamina Mishum Zareya, according to I, who say that the issue is Zareya, Hanadas, here's Rubik Klayim. What's the issue of Klayim? Planting Klayim is an issue. So it makes sense that the same activities being Menachesh of by Klayim, right? We plant the weeds is going to be usher because it's a form of Zareya, and Zareya's Klayim is certainly usher. El Dachtam Mishum Chayrish, but according to Rabbah, it says the issue is being chayrish, it's you're softening the ground, so it's like charisha by klayim yasira. Is there an isser of charisha by klayim? Isser klayim is planting klayim. Sadechalei sizer klayim. It doesn't say by charisha by klayim. So according to you, how are you going to learn that? Amalei mishum mekayim. So Rabbah will respond that over there, the Tanakhama is saying that one who prunes, one who weeds the field that helps out for klayim, the isser is not because he's doing weeding the field, which is Harisha. This is because he's being Mekayim. He's helping to maintain the Klayim. What's the Avis Kasha? That was the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Huda specific, Rabbi Akiva came along and said, Afa Mekayim. That means the Tanakhama is not talking about being Mekayim. Hamathani Seif, Rabbi Akiva, Afa Mekayim. And the Seif Akiva says, Afa Mekayim. Mechal Tanakhama, Lav Mishum Mekayim. Isn't that a clear indication that Tanakhama is not else being Mekayim? Is more than that? Mar says, no, this is Kula Rabbi Akiva, or Rabbi Akiva, Uma Tam Kamer. Ma Tam is a fancy way of saying, Chesur Mechesur. It's Rabbi Akiva, and he's explaining the reason. It's like Chesur Mechesur. This is what we mean to say. Maybe it's even a little better than a Chesur Mechesur because it's all. We're not really sticking in too many words. We're just readjusting that it's the same shita, and he's explaining himself. So the way you read the Bryce is that one who is weeds or he covers the earth by klayim is leika, and why? Why is that? Mishum Mekayim, this is the element of Chesur Mechesur. Mishum Mekayim, because by doing that he's maintaining. Shir Bekiva Imer, Af Mekayim, because Bekiva holds that Mekayim alone is going to be awesome. By the time that Bekiva was by Bekiva, it says Mekayim alone is awesome by Klayim. Titania, Sadukhla, says Klayim. Says the puzzle, you shouldn't plant your field client. Ainly el Zareya. I only know planting is an issue. Mekayim and I know that even maintaining alone is an issue. Tamalaymar. We read the pasuk. It's a question of how you darshan this, like Goyin or Masifin, or the way you zets the commas. We read that as if it says klayim sadech aloi. Klayim in your field should not be. So not only should you not plant klayim in your field, if it exists in your field, you shouldn't maintain it. That's going to be that's a source for even being mekayim as usher. As that's what Rebbe Akiva reads the pasuk, and therefore the entire brayso is Rebbe Akiva. But we have no raya that according to the Madamar that you only chayav for zareya for planting klayim. That simply weeding would be enough. Weeding according to Rabbah would only be a chayrish, would only be plowing. Plowing is not an issue, only planting, and therefore, according to Rabbah at least, the chayra, we wouldn't say that that would be asr al klayim. Fine. Unless, again, if field mekayim is asr, then of course it's all asr. Tanan. Now we get back to our Mishnah to ask the question, and we'll stop with this. Tanan. Mashke Beis HaShachem Mayim Mishvis. We said in our Mishnah that you allow to water the Beis HaShachem, the irrigated field, on Chalamayim or Shemitah. Bisham Mayim, Shemitah we understand, Chalamayim we understand, Bisham Terchi. The reason of Chalamayim you allowed to do it is because really the issue would be why would be us in the first place? Al tercha. The reason for the issue would be tercha. Umakam seida. Again, it's not tercha seira, but it's tercha. Umakam seida. Sharban the baromater in a case of seida. El shvius. But by shvius, why would be mutter? Bein lemandamer mishum zareya. Bein lemandamer mishum chayrish. Zriya v'charisha b'shvius. And we leave you in suspense. Zriya v'charisha b'shvius mishari. Whether you hold that the issue is like Rameir's, like Rabbah says, issue of chayrish. Whether you hold the issue is like Rabbeinu said, issue of zareya. Shmita. Those are the things you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to tend to the field to plow and to plant. So why on earth are we allowing in our Mishnah? Are we saying that by Shemitah, Beis Shlachan is Mutter? We'll have to wait a minute until tomorrow night, till Matzah Shabbos, to get the answer to this question. It's going to be a focus of tomorrow's daf, the focus of Shemitah. Have a wonderful day, wonderful Shabbos.